Well, thanks for coming out here. It's an exciting day for me. Today we're going to announce the formation of two new special committees. One of them that is going to be chaired by Representative Jeff Grishamore, is referred to as Disability Services. There's a lot of interest in this issue, and I think it was an important enough issue that we have a single committee. Jeff and I actually have talked about this committee for what, maybe?
2 years.
Yeah, 2 years. And so this is the culmination of a lot of work on Jeff. I mean, he's always been an advocate on behalf of the disabled community, and I've tasked him with coming up with good policy that will address some of the concerns that they have. And I'll turn it over to him in a second. Also, we've got a committee on renewable energies. It's going to be chaired by Jason Holzman. Jason and I are friends. He is recognized on both sides of the aisle as a leader on this issue. He cares about this issue. He's proven to me that he's someone that can work with both Republicans and Democrats to get something done. And, I think both of them are going to do a fantastic job. We're going to get them to work right away. I will tell you, even though they're special committees, and I know we've tried to reduce the number of special committees, I extended the opportunity for the minority leader to appoint his chosen members on this committee. So I treated this like I would a regular standing committee. And so hopefully that addresses any concerns with regards to him not being able to choose his own members. But I'll turn it over to Jeff for a few moments and then to Representative Holzman, and then we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Well, I first of all want to thank Speaker Steve Tilley and commend him for his extraordinary leadership in making a priority of establishing a special committee in the House on disabilities issues. We've made some great progress in recent years, especially with the autism insurance reform. There's other areas like the wait list of developmental disabilities. It stands at nearly 5,000. We'd like to look at innovative ways to address reducing that wait list. And one of the things that the Department of Mental Health has done that's innovative is a partnership with the SB 40 county boards for developmental disabilities and the partnership and collaboration they develop, which has reduced some of the wait lists. But there's a lot of issues in the areas of developmental disabilities, physical disabilities, and mental health that we want to address. And, the Arizona shootings have made a highlight of the need for addressing mental health in more proactive and innovative ways. And the Department of Mental Health has come to us with a bill that would change the language of Chapter 630, add to it, to expand mental health first aid in Missouri. That's an innovative program that's already operating. It's a program we can help expand without any additional GR outlay. And, there's going to be a lot of areas where I believe in the areas of disability services in the midst of a budget crisis like we're in, we can do more with less. We can cultivate public-private partnerships. We can find funding outside of the limited funding we have at the state level to more effectively address the needs of those with developmental physical disabilities as well as mental health issues. So we're excited to get to work to give this area a greater focus and an expanded priority, both in terms of hearing the many pieces of legislation that are out there related to disabilities, but also finding innovative ways to where we can hopefully see Missouri continue to excel in this area and develop some best practice models nationally to serve our Missourians who are among our most vulnerable citizens. And as I've always said, I believe that individuals with disabilities should be among the first to receive government funding. And in some areas and in some ways, they often have to fight for the crumbs off the table. And we want to fight to change that. It's interesting that there's a lot of members in the House like myself, Representative Scharnhorst, Stream, Funderburk, Houghton, and others who have had children or grandchildren with disabilities. So it's something that many of us are very, very passionate about. And again, I just commend the speaker and his leadership in making this a priority.
Thanks. Jason.
Okay. Well, I too would like to begin by thanking Speaker Tilley and Minority Leader Mike Tallboy, who have both demonstrated an ability to put the people of Missouri above party politics. I believe the mark of genuine leadership is having the confidence to inspire achievement in your peers. And I really appreciate Speaker Tilley's willingness to give me a chance to try to find common ground for the solution. The issue of our energy independence from fossil fuels through the development of renewable energy is an important and long road that we must travel. And there are two basic types of citizens who really care about protecting the planet. And though they come from opposite sides of the political spectrum, they share a desire for a common outcome which benefits all Missourians. On the left, you've got climate change environmentalists, and on the right, you've got Field and Stream conservationists. I consider myself a member of both groups, and drafting moderate legislation that's acceptable to the entire assembly will be a goal of my chairmanship. The three sort of priorities that I would like to set forth for this new committee are: the first, we want to start by getting our own house in order through conducting an energy audit of the Missouri Capitol, pursuing options that will make this building the first truly green state capitol in the country. That project will create short-term jobs, it will save the state long-term money, and it will ensure a continuity of government in times of power interruption, which in my time here we've had a couple of times. The second focus of the committee will be pursuing better implementation of Proposition C, which the Missouri voters overwhelmingly passed in 2008 to establish renewable energy standards for our Missouri power utilities. Third, crafting legislation to assist residential, commercial, and industrial users of electricity in investing in on-site energy generation. We will explore the creation of economic development tools aimed at utilizing energy offset credits for new and expanding manufacturing in the state of Missouri. All of this will be to get our state in a better position for our businesses, for our consumers, and for our the health of our planet. And I'm very deeply appreciative of Speaker Tilley's trust and willingness to have an interest in this subject enough to create this committee, and I will work hard to honor that trust.
Thanks, Jason. Any questions?
Jason, is the geographic source of language in Proposition C dead at this point?
It's not dead. It's in a position right now of negotiation with all the stakeholders. We are trying to reset the clock. On Wednesday, the PSC will pull back the two rules that were in contention. I'm hopeful that that will stop the resolutions, having been a moot point at that point, allow my committee and all the negotiations to continue to go forward so we can find, at the end of the day, investment in Missouri is what we want. It's what the intention of Prop C was. Prop C needed to be drafted a little tighter and better to make sure that that was the end outcome, and now we're going to seek a legislative solution in order to get the outcome that we were looking for, which would be more renewable energy for our state.
So you think you can do that without having voters feel like you're trying to override what they did in 2008?
Well, as it stands right now, if the resolutions proceed, those two rules, the geosourcing, which then will impact the 1% rate cap, will both be pulled from, or the rate cap won't be pulled, but the geosourcing will be, which does have an impact on the, whether it's aggregated or it's annual on the percent rate. I believe there is a path for compromise between the utilities, the industrial users, and the state that will set a environment together where the utilities are benefiting from spending their money in Missouri for renewable energy. That's the goal. I've been given no indication that the utilities or the industrials aren't also seeking that goal. And if we all have the end point in mind, then surely we can figure out a way to get there.
How does or does Senate Bill 50, which is the Callaway site plan thing, and I believe
House Bill 124, yeah.
Does that play into what you're doing at all, or is that going down a different road at the same time you're doing?
Well, they're separate issues, but they both deal with the production of energy. And I think that the permitting process that 124 lays out is a very reasonable step to keep the options on the table for nuclear development. It doesn't mean that we're going to develop nuclear. It means that we'll be able to if that's our choice. I think it kind of sets a timetable for renewable technology. If the permit is approved in 2014 and they start with all of the regulatory process in the 2016 before they're able to start putting shovels in the ground, you're not looking at being able to produce power until 2020. Well, our RPS standard says that we want to have the renewable portfolio by 2021. So it kind of sets forth both the industry and the utilities. This is, if we don't get baseload from renewables by then and we still have demand for baseload, and nuclear proves to be a clean emission technology, then we're going to explore that option.
Jason,
so they're kind of connected.
Jason, it would be counterproductive for the people who back Proposition C to put forth another ballot issue that would deal more with the language of the geographic sourcing language? Would that be counterproductive at this point until you guys get done with what you need to do?
Well, I think with the formation of this committee, Speaker Tilley has demonstrated a desire to see an outcome that is going to find common ground between all the stakeholders. I mean, that's really the purpose of legislators, is to figure out where the interests and the incentives and the burdens and all of the eventual outcomes that we're looking for can be put in the legislation. I'm not saying that we're absolutely going to get that accomplished. That's going to be our goal. That's first. If that fails, then we always have the remedy of going back to the people with another resolution to try to fix it that way. I would prefer to have a legislative solution, because referendums tend to be very expensive. There's a lot. It's very intensive to try to get them on the ballot. And really, I believe that there's a path for us to do this in the Assembly.
Not to ignore Jeff. Who's been doing the work your committee's going to be doing? Why do we really need your committee if somebody else has already been doing it?
Well, I've been providing a lot of leadership on disabilities issues, have sponsored and co-sponsored multiple pieces of legislation over the last 3 or 4 years, as of others like Senators Rube, Schmidt, Scharnhorst, and others. We feel that, you know, the fact that you've got dozens of bills that are related to the Department of Social Services, mental health, or the Department of Health relating to individuals with disabilities, those bills have tended to go different places, like healthcare policy or general laws.
Children
we felt,
and families.
Yeah, we felt to have a committee that would give more of a concentrated focus for those bills to be heard, and also to be a committee that can catalyze ways to be proactive and innovative on behalf of folks with disabilities in Missouri, to where we can build on the strengths that we have, but also strengthen some of the areas that have been weak and look for ways to move forward.
If you're feeling that that hasn't really been happening in the way that it needs to happen?
Yeah, we feel like there's room for a lot more to be done. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and we just felt like it's an important enough issue that it should be made a priority. And I think by forming the committee, we've done that. And I think we couldn't pick a better person than Jeff to chair it, because not only does he have personal experience with it, he cares, and he's a smart, talented individual, and I think he'll do a fantastic job.
Any danger you'd be accused of creating too many committees?
No, we're still about 10 committees less than the last speaker, so I think I've shrunk the committee size by almost 20%. So if shrinking by 20% is enough, I'm not sure if I'm going to make many people happy.